Okay, let's jump into our weekly social media roundup with Femi Okay. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Peter.
Let's start with politics and the Democratic debates in Detroit this week. I don't know if you were watching, but the very final moments of the evening, the candidates were giving their closing arguments and asking supporters to go to their websites to donate. Here's how Joe Biden did it.
If you agree with me, go to Joe30330 and help me in this fight. Thank you very much.
I mean, that was kind of a head-scratcher because it's not a website, but guess what? It is now.
Yeah, it's a website now. Joe Biden sounded a little confused. Everybody else was a little bit confused, jumped online to see what there was, and there was nothing initially, but now there are at least half a dozen Joe30330 Twitter accounts. They are parody accounts. This is one that I picked up just as I was waiting to go on the air. I'm from I'm running for who cares? I'm friends with Barack Obama and I'm winning. And the first tweet is, did I win yet? This is not, need I say, a proper Joe Biden campaign account. People were very quick on the uptake. They actually brought the domain. So there are a couple of domains out there that are pretty much similar to Joe30330. One will take you to a marketing website, very savvy. They say, don't do what Joe Biden did. We will market for you properly. Another one takes you to a Syracuse University student. These happened within moments of the debate. What was Joe Biden trying to say? Well, he was trying to say text and then text his campaign number.
Course.
Lots of teasing memes making fun of Joe Biden being somewhat clueless. But he pretty much had the last laugh because now everybody knows the text. And there's an uptick on people actually following him and finding out more about his campaign.
You know,
it all ended well.
Yeah, and
you know
what this reminds me of? It's like, you know, for better or worse, anytime you make a mistake in public, watch out. Watch out.
And it blows up.
Yeah.
But definitely more publicity than if he got it right and he was super slick and he said text the number.
All right. So let's move on to this story in Hawaii. Native Hawaiians protesting a telescope project on the summit of Mauna Kea on Wednesday. The Rock, the actor Dwayne Johnson, who grew up in Hawaii, spoke on The Tonight Show about visiting those protesters.
This is so much bigger than a telescope being built. This is humanity. These are human beings whose hearts are hurting.
And we've talked about these protests on the show. They've been going on for a while. It's been an ongoing battle. But why is this back in the news? Yeah,
back in the news because it's a giant telescope on Mauna Kea, which is considered by Native Hawaiians to be incredibly sacred. So the idea that you would put more construction on this very sacred site, this is what is getting Native Hawaiians out there to protest. Construction was due to start, and the protesters, or the protectors, as they call themselves, protectors of Mother Earth, stood in the way. They have an encampment that's in the way of the only road that will go up to the construction site. And they're now getting more publicity than ever, possibly because of social media amplifying their message. IKEA Movement, for instance, says, we recognize that the struggle for Mauna Kea is a struggle for land, for resources, for that which is sacred. And then the celebrity endorsements and support coming. Bruno Mars on Instagram was saying, Bruno Mars the singer, I love you, Hawaii. I am with you. Hashtag protect Mauna Kea. Jason Momoa, who is also Hawaiian, he was at the camp. He was taking pictures, supporting everybody. Who else? Damian Marley was there. The Rock, Jack Johnson. So a lot of publicity, high profile support. Also because when you look at it on social media, this mountain is beautiful to look at. The elders are wearing their native Hawaiian outfits. It's very striking and it's very heartfelt and passionate and sacred. So this is all the ingredients of a campaign that really can grow and become more international and get outside of the US and around the world. And celebrities are now seeing it and putting their support behind it. And as for the construction, the deadline has been moved back 2 years.
And speaking of celebrities, here's another story. Entertainment host Mario Lopez is apologizing this week after something that he said on the Candace Owens show on YouTube back in June. He's criticizing parents who let their children pick their gender at a young age.
My God, if you're 3 years old and you're saying you're feeling a certain way, or you think you're a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be, I just think it's dangerous as a parent to make that determination then. Okay.
Okay, Femi, Mario Lopez has backtracked on this after some social media backlash, but there are, you know, lots of support for what he's saying too.
People were criticizing him apologizing. That almost never happens. Hashtag I stand with Mario Lopez. Robert N. Wilson III, for instance, says 3-year-old kids want to put their hands on the stove. They want to walk out in the middle of the street. They want to eat ice cream, soda and candy bars for lunch every day. So how can a 3-year-old kid determine if it wants to be male or female? This is the debate that's been going on about trans children for some time, and there is no there's no consensus as to whether Mario Lopez was wrong or right, mm-hmm. but maybe he should not have apologized. And this conversation continues to go on online and offline, of course.
Sounds like he touched a nerve.
Definitely.
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks so much, as always.
You're welcome, Peter. Take care.